is News from the Center. 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Hundreds of ballots destroyed by fire started by incendiary devices on ballot drop boxes in the Pacific Northwest.
We do have smoke coming out of the ballot box.
Officials say the fires, only miles apart in Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington, were sparked by incendiary devices attached to the outside of the drop box. It comes as Homeland Security officials issued a new bulletin warning that domestic violence extremists are posting online threats of violence toward election officials.
Some clouds and very windy at times, and windy on Tuesday night, a low of 63. Wednesday's high 77 with rain likely in the evening.
A year and a day in prison for taking part in the 2021 insurrection attempt.
Friday, 53 with plenty of sunshine. Saturday, a 30% chance of afternoon showers. And
Los Angeles Dodgers will look to sweep the New York Yankees out of the World Series on Tuesday, taking a 3-0 lead in the series with a 4-2 win at Yankee Stadium on Monday. This is ABC. Delta Airlines and CrowdStrike continue sparring over the worldwide computer outage in July.
After Delta Airlines filed a lawsuit against CrowdStrike on Friday, claiming CrowdStrike acted negligently and took shortcuts leading to the worldwide computer outage, now CrowdStrike has filed a challenge in Georgia District Court saying it did not cause the harm that Delta claims and that the airline repeatedly refused help from CrowdStrike and from Microsoft. CrowdStrike is demanding legal fees be paid by Delta. Alex Stone, ABC.
All right, what's Thanksgiving going to cost for shoppers on a budget?
Walmart is promoting a so-called inflation-free Thanksgiving, 29 items to feed 8 people for under $7 a person. Sam's Club member deal feeds 10 at about $10 a person, and Aldi is offering its lowest prices since 2019, a meal for 10, including a butterball turkey, at just under $5 per person.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulzen. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, I'm going to talk about tariffs. Hearing this economic landing around. The politicians who are talking about tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods, something like protecting the consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So, if tariffs go up by 20%, history and the incentives show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So, sometimes some conversations talk about tariffs. But remember, the ones that choose are at
Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers get ready for the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with another primetime game. They head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. Saturday night at 6:30. Luke Fickell on what they learned in their loss to Penn State over the weekend.
PD DEA investigation into Perry's death. What could possibly be more fun than a Timothée Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City? How about Timothée Chalamet actually crashing the party? The actor showed up incognito at first to a sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sunglasses, and a mask, then posed for selfies with contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. Seems kind of lame. In case you're wondering, the actual Timothée Chalamet took third place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pishwaba, weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Waddy Price. Clouds for the majority of the night. They will get closer to sunrise. Temperatures dropping to the lower 60s. Breezy south winds. We'll see sunshine to start your Tuesday, but more clouds on the way. That south breeze continues, highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Jane Batmare and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mary Hayes is the chair of the Shawangunk Democrats for Bayfield and Ashland County. He's going to get a little update with her. We will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Batmare on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We may lose and we may win, but we will never be. So open up my climbing in. Take it easy.
Good morning and welcome to Batmare on Air. Jane Batmare, Greg Bach, and Kelly Heatonoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. We do live stream, which means you can see us. If that's your thing. My sister came over for dinner last night, and she said, we were talking about work, and she said, oh, you have cameras? I said, well, yeah, we live stream every day. You do? I said, do you ever listen to the beginning of the show when I see every break we come back and I give the phone number and I mention all the live streams? And she said, oh, I just don't pay attention.
Would you like more beans or some, my goodness?
Yes, we do live stream. If you would like to watch that way, you can leave comments on the live stream again on Facebook, YouTube, and the thing that used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, we are looking forward to being joined by Kristen Welch. She's a candidate for the 88th Assembly District here in Wisconsin. One of the seats that could potentially flip from Republican to Democrat. This would be a good thing.
It's exciting.
Many others. Just the excitement of having fair maps, new maps that allow competition.
Yeah,
a lot of people enjoy.
What a thought.
Yeah, and to see. I mean,
Mr.
by no means
out.
Does anyone here think, oh, it's gonna be a landslide Democrat into the Wisconsin State House. That's not what we're looking at. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew.
Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Exactly, but keep in mind how important the down ballot races are when you go into the voting booth, or if you're going to go vote early. 8 days. We have 8 days left to election day, so you can still go knock on doors. You can sign up for a canvassing route. You can phone bank if going door to door isn't your thing, and that doesn't work for everybody, and that's fine. You could probably still write some postcards. And most importantly, share what you know. Share what you know. If people have questions and you feel informed enough, say on the constitutional amendments that is going to be on our ballot, that is on our ballot, and you can explain to them why a no vote is the way to go.
And if you don't have all the facilities to do that, you can simply also say, we can look at the Legal Women Voter in Wisconsin website together.
Yes.
Their toolbox.
South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out.
The only
thing stays the same is
everything changes.
The very same with just some slightly different wording. Same amendments is on the ballot in North Carolina.
What?
I know.
Sexy House Bill 1074 proposes to amend the North Carolina Constitution to modify the qualifications to vote to only a citizen, as opposed to every person born in the U.S. and every person who has been naturalized.
See that? Hank Williams song. This isn't just about immigrants, naturalized citizens who become citizens, do all the work to become citizens. No easy process. It's also about us who were born here and how those words will affect us. And sorry, ladies, but it's going to probably hurt you first and most.
Well, that was something that they were so adamant that they had to pass the SAVE Act.
Yes.
They had to pass the SAVE Act. And within the SAVE Act, it essentially says that for women who get married and don't go to court to change their name, and most women don't do that, take that extra step to go to court and have their name legally changed to your married name. Most women just start using their married name, which then is going to be on their driver's license. That name isn't going to match the birth certificate.
Ain't nothing left for me to see. And sometimes I just wish
this is about narrowing the window on who is going to be allowed to vote.
And me, take the next flight and leave this crazy life. Get back home in time to kiss you goodnight.
This measure in North Carolina. You're in Wisconsin, they want to change one word. They want to change one word from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens. And in my estimation, opens the door. Safeguards in place that simply doesn't
telephone.
It doesn't happen in any amount of votes in which case to flip an election and the coordination that would require.
Yeah,
it just doesn't happen.
No. These arms of
it's
my back
not
impossible.
We're proud to be local radio, country and community, WRCO-FM, 100.9.
At all. I was born here, but I waited for 4 years
after watching the all there's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season. That little light shines all around us.
You have to start wondering.
Let that feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can hide. And then go stealing through the moonlit night with your love. Just let your love flow like a mountain stream. And let your love grow with the smallest of dreams. And let your love show. And you'll know what I mean.
This is not
a season.
I give everything what I
think
of.
And Karina, I'm sure you know more about our civics than most of us know. Again, because of the process, the long process that you had to go through to become a naturalized citizen.
It is so insulting to me that people get accused. Or people who are working the system that's become a citizen of this, because when there's so much and illegal voting isn't even close to like the thing that probably would have been.
So let that wonder
other things
take you into space and lay you under.
Such an easy target for people to
it's loving embrace, just feel the thunder.
It just, I mean, listening to Karina, listening to the voice,
you can't hold back.
I hope they're all there, so I hope they're talking to their friends.
Just
sharing what you know, sharing what you don't.
Michaela from the West Bend texting and listening on WAUK. Illegal immigrants are not voting. They aren't going to do anything to draw attention to themselves. It's counterintuitive. Absolutely, Michaela. You are absolutely right. But why on earth, if you are here illegally, are you going to risk everything to cast one vote? It just doesn't happen.
And if you disagree with us, you can call. But guess what? You want proof. We would like some good old-fashioned proof, because that's what I'm going to see from that person. It's the proof.
Well, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, they just know intuitively. They know intuitively, Greg, that millions of people are voting who shouldn't be. They just can't prove it.
And as Ron Johnson and the Engineering Network said last week, we all know that Democrats are cheaters.
We just know that.
It's inherent. Like, they're the ones cheating. We know it.
It just is.
Yeah. So go home, everybody. Pack it in. We'll come back in 2020 and try again.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. 8 days.
Make sure you vote. Make sure you have a plan to vote. We're going to talk about early voter turnouts.
Yes.
I did go and vote after the show on Friday.
Tomorrow.
Good. It felt really good. It took about 30 minutes. Went pretty quick. Make sure you say thank you to the poll workers.
Please.
Because these folks are getting death threats now. They don't deserve that.
And I'm telling you right now, when you do that, when you thank them, and you look at the end of the video, that likes them. Because they're not getting a lot of thank yous.
Well, I was born on the banks
also,
of
do not wear
river,
campaign
not
merch
from Texas,
to cast your ballot.
Yeah.
We'll explain why. When we return, you can always join us, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matinee on Air from 2 Across the Civic Media Radio Network.
So you better understand, if you step on my land, I'll leave you where you lie, let the wolves cry.
About hearing from the funders after he got done being happy with you about an every 8 months.
weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Damn proud Lena of this double wide.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you
changing
a way out.
Life is
just
one of the greatest
plead guilty,
feelings
and you can go home
can
and kiss your kids goodnight.
Volunteers get
what
to
do
have
you
that
do
feeling each
what
time they donate
have.
Their time
you plead
to help
guilty,
others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place
cash,
to donate
bail,
some of that time.
Poverty,
Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and 8.
WRC Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Pre-recorded content.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner
hey, good morning.
In beautiful,
welcome.
Blasting
welcome to
results.
Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mott.
Jones Chevrolet
and the
Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century.
You can
we
join
always
us,
have
call,
one of
text,
the largest selections
the
of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster.
On
bad credit?
YouTube,
news. We can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
On the ballot. If you have other questions just in general,
Hi,
go to civicmedia.us/vote.
With today's
and then just a reminder, next Tuesday, so a week from tomorrow, we will have special election night coverage starting at 6 o'clock. That will be Kichwaba and
policy
Kichwaba and me.
Is guaranteed and can be used
from 6 to 8
in the United
States.
And
numerous other reporters, and we're going to be talking to a whole bunch of people who are going to be stationed at different campaigns. You are also going to be there, Greg Bach.
We're going to be in Madison, baby!
We're going to be in Madison. And so that will start next
Please
Tuesday
join us
at 6 p.m.
In
as the results
massage
roll in.
To the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, certified massage therapist Alec Adson has over 7 years of experience in therapeutic
Tuesday,
massage and offers many
o'clock.
Types
Before
with various
we break,
durations
we about
and
a constitutional
to suit your needs
that,
and budget. Alec also offers zero balance therapy,
is very similar
aromatherapy,
to one that
and
is
chair
on
massage.
The Wisconsin
if you're feeling
ballot,
stressed, overwhelmed,
they
or want to have some time for yourself for a change, give us a call at 647-6211 to schedule an appointment
and the
with
one
Alec.
In North
appointments
Carolina
can also
is
be
very,
scheduled
very similar.
Online
the
at massagebook.com.
I voted
you know
no.
You deserve
I voted
it.
On Friday. I voted no. To me, this is just a way, again, for them to narrow the definition of who qualifies as a U.S. citizen.
It starts here, and then the next time, and then the next time.
And the definition will get narrower and narrower and narrower.
Yep. And then one day you'll be squeezed out.
It's very possible.
You do not fit the description as of an American.
And speaking of North Carolina, this came out last week, and we just didn't have time to get around to it. The chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Andy Harris, who's from Maryland.
Yeah.
Andy Harris said that Republican lawmakers in North Carolina should be allowed to choose the swing state's presidential electors. He essentially said, you know, in North Carolina, because they were just destroyed by Hurricane Helene and Milton. Yeah. He said that the legislature should appoint their electors. Andy Harris embracing the idea for North Carolina because of concerns that voting now is more difficult in the state. Quote, in North Carolina, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you statistically can go and say, hey, look, you got disenfranchised in 25 counties. You know what the vote would probably have been.
Like your intuitively.
Which would be, if I were in the legislature, that's enough to go, yeah, we should convene the legislature. We can't disenfranchise those voters. Let's just give the electors to Donald Trump.
Well, okay, so let's apply that logic to another state that has
frequent natural disasters. California, wildfires, earthquakes,
floods, mudslides.
There's a lot of people, Jane, affected by this. A lot of counties in California affected. Why don't we just allow
Just
Kamala, you've heard it here. We're saying this breaking news. Kamala Harris takes California by default line.
She probably would win.
Exactly.
She would probably win anyway.
And thank you, Representative Harris, for this wonderful idea that all came from you. We took this idea and we ran with it. We ran west. And we're going to, take their 34.
Harris wonders how to make this argument in other states. I mean, otherwise it looks like it's just a power play. Yeah. In North Carolina, I mean, it's legitimate. I mean, there are a lot of people who aren't going to get to vote, and it may make the difference in that state. Then it would seem to me that you would increase your voter outreach efforts and increase access to drop boxes and things like that, in order to help facilitate these folks cast their ballots.
But let us keep an eye on those states.
Folks, the recovery there is going to be ongoing for a very long time. So if you haven't yet, go give blood. That always helps. Make a donation to the Red Cross or World Central Kitchen. And they're on the ground there. I see their videos almost every day. So and help those folks out. I don't care who they're voting for.
Yeah.
They're fellow Americans.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust Mariah Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet,
we will solve your issues and provide
you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right.
Jelinek Plumbing and
Heating, 649-7916. So American.
Yeah. And we're going to wrap things up. We're going to lighten up next hour. We're going to wrap things up with This Should Be a Thing, Tortoise Edition.
If you told me that
news
you love me,
next.
I would
stay
feel
with us.
So
you're listening
proud.
To Matt Nair on
let
air.
Me hold
this
you
is the city
I'd
radio.
Holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby. I'm a one-woman man.
Won't you hit me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
To hang around, I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Baby, just to kind of hang around. I'll always love you, honey,
this
and I'll never let you
Center,
down.
WRC.
I'll never love another, even if I can.
ABC News,
oh,
I'm Richard
Kansas. I'm a
hundreds of ballots
man.
Destroyed by fire started by incendiary devices on ballot drop boxes in the Pacific Northwest.
We do have smoke coming out of the ballot box.
Officials say the fire is only miles apart in Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington.
Washington were sparked by incendiary devices attached to the outside of the drop boxes. Tomorrow, it comes as Homeland Security officials issued a new bulletin warning that domestic violent extremists are posting online threats of violence toward election officials and or infrastructure to like prevent perceived fraud or to retaliate against it.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. A federal judge sends Jake Johnston to a year and a day in prison for taking part in the 2021 insurrection attempt. He was formerly a voice actor on the Bob Burgers cartoon show. Los Angeles Dodgers will look to sweep the New York Yankees out of the World Series on Tuesday, taking a 3-1 lead in the series with a 4-2 win at Yankee Stadium on Monday. This is ABC.
Situations, especially as it came down late in the game.
I'm not going to break down.
They're not like
and
plays
call
out of the ordinary. It's just
with
plays
our
that
come
along with execution plays that come along
and
being poised enough throughout that entire game to be able to anticipate some of those things. As you look back at it, that's where
but when
to me,
I pass your hand,
NFL,
I'm
an MRI
stop.
Shows no serious
no matter how bad
the Packers quarterback played against the Jaguars.
But tonight I'm going to give it one last time. Rock you strong in these arms of mine.
Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Denever, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England, and Hopkins' character is a vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Denever are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins in the love scene. For more show bits fun, tune into Nightlife with me, Tishwaba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media.
Temperatures dropping to the lower 60s. Breezy south winds. We'll see sunshine to start your Tuesday before clouds on late. That south breeze continues highs in the lower 80s.
Like every day
it's 66 at our studios.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing, but it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
No one on my show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of the polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly.
Charles Franklin of Breakout Law School says polls don't vote, people do. Have a plan, be a voter.
It's on all my show. Weekdays, new till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Pete Schwabba. For the next Nightlife, we share a teaser for the new show, Wabino, Volunteer Fire. Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins to talk the 115th anniversary and Wisconsin-based comedian, Dobie Maxwell.
Nightlife with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you ever get tired of me,
I've lost my mind.
Well, I won't look for someone.
Good morning. Welcome.
Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jay Matinair, Greg Buck, and Sweet Kelby on the board. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. This number is the same. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Todd Alba is back on the road this week. Todd kicking off the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. He will be traveling with Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Todd also has the chance to share an interview he had with Mark Cuban. He talked to Mark Cuban over the weekend, got a real last-minute opportunity to talk to him. So good on you, Todd. Talk about why Mark Cuban is supporting Kamala Harris for president, his company, which is Cost Plus Drugs, and other things. So listen to Todd today. Great show. Great time. Noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we went to the news, we were talking about the fact that there is no evidence of non-citizens voting being a problem. Go vote early. Get it out of the way. Otherwise, make a plan to vote on November 5th. But WISN Upfront had a great piece over the weekend where they actually take you through the whole ballot drop box process. And so they travel with these city workers as they go to these boxes. There are special seals on these boxes. There are all kinds, of steps and processes to make sure that nothing untoward is happening with these ballots. And I highly suggest that you watch this. If you have someone in your life who is going on and on and on about voter fraud, and all it's all voter fraud, we'll put this in the show notes. It's not that long. You can sit down together and take a look at it. There is no massive voter fraud. No matter what Mike Johnson says and how they know this happens intuitively, no, it doesn't.
Anyone who's ever mentioned, hey, seen 2,000 mules, show them this.
You can't find 2,000 mules anymore. A study of the 2016 election by the Brennan Center for Justice found that across 12 states, there were 30 incidents of suspected non-citizens voting, which got referred for further investigation. That is out of 20.5 million votes. So that's 0.0001% of the votes.
If you were to Brennan Center for Justice,
of your sweet love, where my thoughts have been all day. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the
scare, the scourge of voter ID. Isn't something that exists? They're making a living. It's home of suppression. It's a form of intimidation. I'm sure the Brennan Center would have been great, but other things at this point. But we got to keep talking about it because we have these leaders, elected leaders and celebrities saying they're trying to steal the election.
No, they're not. The Wisconsin Election Commission, and this is out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Wisconsin Election Commission has been made aware of four alleged cases of election fraud related to citizenship since 2015. But again, check out our show notes after the show is over. Greg does a great job. Thank you. You do. And look for that link to the WISN Upfront piece on Inside the Ballot Drop Box Process. And I think you'll find it. I think you'll find it really useful.
And one of the things Ron Johnson talked about was the fact that it's obvious that the Democrats are the cheaters. They are the cheaters. They're the ones who want to steal the election. I don't know if that's true, Jane. Is there anything in the news lately that's talking about that?
That the Democrats are cheating?
Yeah, or maybe the Republicans also trying to voter fraud the people
in this city. You talking about yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes. There was a rally yesterday.
Yeah.
At Madison Square Garden. Wow.
Yeah, swing state of Madison, of New York.
Wow. It's an interesting closing message. If you're trying, and obviously I don't believe that they're trying to appeal to undecided voters anymore.
No.
And I don't believe that the Trump campaign is trying to appeal to independents anymore. It's just about riling up the base.
I think they let independents go when they realized that RFK Jr. endorsement wasn't boxing gold. They thought it was going to be
Now he wants to put RFK in front of in charge of health.
Oh, yes, make America
all things healthy
again.
Make America healthy again. RFK Jr., the guy, as a reminder, who has admitted to cutting off the head of a dead whale and tying it to the roof of his car.
Sometimes it seems that guy. That's some crazy rich guy behavior. Right here.
That's who we want to put in charge of our health and our food safety? I'm not so sure about that. But we have a compilation of clips, Calvin, from yesterday's rally at Madison Square Garden.
And I want to warn really quick before you play this, Calvin. It's not language. It's just you may find some of the things that being said offensive. Now it's because they went for the throne.
They said
the quiet part so loud. Calvin, go ahead.
You know something, Trump maniacs? I don't see no stinking Nazis in here.
Check.
I don't see no stinking domestic terrorists in here.
I wish that I could be as free as I used to be.
A lampshade? Look at this guy. Oh my goodness. I'm just kidding. That's one of my buddies. We had a Halloween party last night. We had fun. We carved watermelons together. It was awesome.
In fact, she is the devil, whoever screamed that out. She is the Antichrist.
We're getting there.
This country was built on hard work, added value, and talent.
Sometimes it seems
not
a man
on
is
equal outcome.
No matter how hard.
Not on DEI.
Who was that last guy?
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. He's still alive. I'm so glad.
And, you know, an Oprah hire.
That didn't even include the really angry talk show radio guy who is dropping F-bombs left and right. It was very angry.
It didn't include Congressman Byron Donalds, who said that on his watch, boys will not go to school and come home girls.
But it's because they're not doing that now. Because that doesn't happen, Calvin.
Yeah, it also didn't include the one, let's call it Freudian slip, of the guy who talked about that he was just in Israel talking to Bibi Netanyahu.
That's the same guy.
And yeah, and now he's speaking at a Nazi rally. Who would have thought?
Yeah, he said that out loud. He said that out loud. I was invited to speak at a Nazi rally. Yeah, why not? Oh, okay.
This is just good. I mean, like you said, they're not trying to convince you.
He's in a state where, and in a city where there is a very large Puerto Rican population.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they're going to continue this winning strategy of going to places where they need these votes and then insulting those voters. Because that seems to be a really smooth plan.
Well, right after it happened, people were like, Rosie Perez out here. What are you doing right now? Why are you choosing? Why are you doing it? And granted, it wasn't the president who said it, but you put that jackwad on the stage. His name is Tony Hinchcliffe, who's so unfunny he had to create a game show to make himself popular. But he says those things. There are over 5 million Puerto Rican and Puerto Rican descent individuals living in this country right now, and a lot of them are voters.
Well, and a lot of them are in New York City. There's also a big population in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And there's a big Puerto Rican population in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. So, was he just kidding, folks? Are we taking this to the nerves? Are we too sensitive?
855-752-4842 if you want to join the conversation. John from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, John. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
That's why we got to run hard, run. I can feel you aching, run hard, run. It's my will.
stop you right there. First of all, Puerto Rico is a country. Second of all, what do you mean we're taking it too seriously? The whole thing? Like, I'm talking about the fact that you call it an island full of people who are voters, taxpayers, go to war for our country.
And died for our country.
Who are Americans living there, living in a pile of garbage. That sucked. And calling Kamala Harris the Antichrist and the devil is just...
You don't find that over the top at all, John? Tucker Carlson called her a Samoan-Malaysian low-IQ
kid. Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency.
But you're fine.
We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Well, then you're welcome, John. I'm glad we were able to help you make a decision. Since you
for
were
years
so conflicted,
you've relied on the shoebox
so
and black hope for it. Selection,
folks,
the right size, and that comfortable
for
fit.
Joke.
Now you can save even more right across
thanks
the street at the bargain
John.
Box.
Really appreciate all the things you bring
on athletic
to the table.
Casual
he actually
dresses
said the same thing to
Todd. For everyone
yeah,
in the family.
All about that.
Prices
it's
that'll
because
knock
of
your socks
John,
off.
It's because
no problem.
It's because
they sell socks too. Stop in today at the bargain box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Tom from LA is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit SimonsRec.com to see how they can help
thanks
you
a lot, Tom. I really appreciate
your quality
it.
Of life.
I just think it's funny that the people in New York at
changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person
I
can
didn't
have.
Realize we were
volunteers
that influential.
Get to
Calvin,
that
did you have any idea that we were such influencers influencing
others.
The influences of others?
Hills
I mean, we are
great
just...
place to donate some
John
of that
from Milwaukee,
time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for bringing that to
we feel so good about ourselves.
The kindness and generosity.
Calvin, what do you have to say about our newfound power and glory?
I mean, I knew that. Our residents.
I
if you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy
bait,
Walsh
so
at Schmidt Woodman Hills.
Surprised that this is
Furniture Decor and Lauren Boscobel and now open in Westby invites you to their Christmas open house this
stay
Friday
close.
Through Sunday. This
you
weekend
are listening
only.
To
all home decor
on
and
air.
Accessories
this is the
are
best.
Buy two, get one
state
free.
Wide,
get your home
wide.
Ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and more Christmas open house now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture Decor and more in Boscobel and now open in Westby invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and more. Christmas open house now in Boscobel and Westby.
If I told you I was wrong and wanted you
you're listening to
come
to
back
from
home,
the center, WRCE.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office.
Doubts,
we also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing
and
announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers. And the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Matt Nair on air.
Dear president of a Wisconsin farmers union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad he ran once ago.
My members didn't even know who's calling me.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't take it out of order. I understand why you feel the way you do. Baby, I feel like it. I'd be lying next to you. 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovery.
As if I told you that
this
I loved
life-saving care is not possible
no
by a global one movement of supporters
you,
like
me. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week for a deal. I don't know if that is relevant or not.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the Senate, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Looking deep into your eyes, man enough to realize, yeah, honey, I was wrong. If I could swallow my pride.
Good morning, welcome back to Matt Mayer on the air. Greg, I have to put on the right headphones.
You know what? Not nice.
Team Van there, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio in Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, our guest is going to be Christy Welch. She is running in the 88th Assembly District here in Wisconsin. The lineup updates are going for Christy out on the trail and what she's hearing when she knocks on doors. I always love to hear what the candidates are hearing about and what is coming through in voters. But before we went to break, we were talking about Trump rally yesterday at Madison Square Garden. Donald Trump also on Friday night spent 3 hours talking to very popular podcaster Joe Rogan.
That sentence was awesome.
But it's true.
Yes, he's a very popular podcaster, and he is Joe Rogan. That's not even the longest one he's done. That's the thing, Jane. I know you've never listened to an episode. You're right by doing that. But he has like 400
Wow.
And the fact that he had just three hours, I'm surprised it wasn't two hours.
Well, I didn't watch, obviously, I didn't watch all 3 hours of it.
Yeah.
But there was a point where Donald Trump was talking about the 2020 election, of course, and us here in Wisconsin. Galvin, if you're ready, let's play that clip from Joe Rogan and Donald Trump on Friday night.
Okay, but give me some examples of that.
Well, let's try.
Okay,
they're supposed to get legislated approval and to do things they did, and they didn't get it. In many cases, they didn't get anything. Now, they made, like, for extension of the voting,
you wouldn't want
you don't have to
see.
Go any further. If you take a look at
into the sunset, they don't run
to
see the shining sea.
Remember,
no.
They wouldn't give access in certain
areas to see
what?
The bad guys on the run.
What? They weren't original.
While our modern day heroes show them how the West was won. On their trail till they bring the last one down.
Like,
now he's talking about Hunter Biden's laptop.
More days of reckoning.
Galvin, you can pop that. We don't need to hear the rest of that.
Where that debt is owed, there ain't no little ground.
We kept them, we denied them access to the ballots because they weren't the original ballots. And they weren't signed. Well, if they weren't original ballots, weren't we right in keeping people from
Also, the legislative.
Well, it was the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Yeah, this is not the United States government. They don't just like the state takes care of their elections.
Right.
So there's another one where you're like, huh? I'm like seriously very confused by the whole thing because he has nowhere to go. Joe, I don't want to say Joe Rogan calls it out because that's not what Joe Rogan does. He just asks the question of, are you ready to present this? Right. He's stumbling, and he's like, did you guys ever hear Hunter Biden's laptop? Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, and then he comes back with trying to talk about these 51 agents and Hunter Biden's laptop, and then does the lead back around to, he tells Joe Rogan, I lost Wisconsin by, no wait, I didn't lose, but I lost Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. That was the result.
Because there's none more Republican in the state, I think, than that man. And when he says the Wisconsin elections are safe, secure, and they're over, and they lost, done. Moving on.
Let's not forget we, the taxpayers of Wisconsin, paid over $1 million to Michael Gableman to chase down this obvious, apparently, voter fraud, and he came up with bucks.
Born in the back of a rig.
Zippo, zero, nada,
zilch.
Zilch.
Yeah.
That was a waste of our money to encourage Michael Gableman to go chase this down. And then when he started embarrassing Robin Voss by his lack of results, then Robin fired him.
Just like her daddy
and then that's what started the whole recall about recalling Robin Voss.
Two-time recall.
Two times.
That's very funny to me. But don't worry, guys. He's still a little crooked. He's still a snake. But, you know.
But he doesn't necessarily have to be Assembly Speaker anymore.
No, and every time I hear someone say that, I just
if you are tired of the inaction of our legislature in Wisconsin, we can make that change this election. We can switch out some of those House Republicans. So, actually, I don't know how to like listen to him. It's a chance. It's crazy.
Give him a full year vacation.
A permanent vacation. News is coming up next when we return. We're going to talk to Christy Welch. She will be joining us. You're listening to Man Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She made a solemn vow. Waiting on Smiling Jack. He'll come over and by. And she wants to see him. Touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravished in ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, that's all she ever knew. Ravished in ruby, ain't got time.
This is news from the center, WRCE.
Time is our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour finds us in Viroqua, Wisconsin with Trigby Olson and Reed Galen. Come on downtown Viroqua and join us on the air.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt and Air on Air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members think it's stellar stories, and if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.